Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
God is always good, and He has never failed me, so I know He'll work it for my good. It is well, it is well.
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to Sunday Strengths on Radio Africano. I'm your host, Kolade. Thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. Today's discussion is one that affects many people, but it's not always easy to talk about openly, and that's why I'm so grateful for the guest I have today. And we're discussing mental health, youth, and faith. Many young people today are facing academic pressure, financial worries, career uncertainty, family responsibility, and social expectations. At the same time, many are trying to maintain a vibrant Christian life. Sometimes this pressure can affect our emotional well-being. Feelings of anxiety, stress, loneliness, and burnout can become overwhelming. Today, we want to create a safe space for honest conversation. Yeah, we talk about God, we talk about other things, but today we'll be talking about our mental health as Christians. And joining me today is a master student who understands the realities of balancing study, life, and faith. His name is Mayowa. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So it's nice having you here. Do you mind introducing yourself and telling people who you are and what you do?
All right. My name is Mayowa. I'm a master student at University of Salford. Master in Operations Management and Business Analytics. And then I do a bit of radio producing, and that's about that.
You do a lot. You do a lot.
A bit.
Thank you for being here. Yeah. Before we begin, let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to learn and grow together. We pray that today's discussion, we encourage those who may be struggling silently. Give us wisdom, understanding, and compassion as we talk, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we'll be going on our first music break. And the title of our song is Goodness of God by CC Winers. And I hope you're blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God.
guys, welcome, welcome, welcome back. And this is Radio Africano Sunday Strings with Kola Day. And if you're just joining, so today we said we'll be talking about mental health, youth, and Christianity. And today we had we have a guest. His name is Mayowa. So welcome, Mayowa. Let's begin with your experience as a student. How has it been so far?
All right. So first of all, I'm a master's student. I came into the UK for my master's, and back home, what I'm used to, or what I was used to, was you read for exams, you write the exams. But coming down here for my master's, it has been different. It's just about assessments. You'll be given 2 months to work on your assessments. So yeah, that has been like the major difference for me when it comes to academics, Nigeria, and then here.
Yeah. Okay, moving forward, what motivates you to continue studies with all the struggles and everything? What motivates you to keep going?
Well, I would say the most important one is what motivates me to keep going. To be very honest, I think it's the fact that I've started something and I have a key interest in it, and I'm just like, okay, since I've started this, let me continue what I've started so I can just finish. So, yeah.
Okay. Also, good. Okay. Sorry. Give me a sec. Yeah. What has been your biggest challenge so far being a student? What do you think? Do you think that's been smooth since you started? Is it September or January?
January.
Since January, was the biggest challenge you faced ever?
Biggest challenge. First of all, shout out to everybody that has migrated or that is migrating from Nigeria or every part of the world down to the UK or anywhere else, because it's not easy, honestly. And I've had my own fair share of it. From the cultural difference to the weather to how people talk, how people relate, and stuff like that. It's not been a smooth one. So, but then we keep going, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. We keep going. This is a slight question, not relating to mental, by the way. Sorry. What's been the shocker for you when you go to the country? I'll give an example. Myself, I feel like when I go to the country, I was just greeting everybody. Oh, good morning, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Oh, I'll have to add Mr., Mrs., Ma'am, Sam, and all of that, and all the titles. And then I remember there was a day I went to see my lecturer, and I was like, good morning, sir. And I actually had to bow down my head and was like, what's that for? And then I got confused. What do you mean, what's that for? So yeah, so did you have any like similar experiences, or was it you've gone through?
Oh yes, if it's in regards to that, yeah, like, because me, I'm a Nigerian Yoruba boy, and then respect is very key. And so while relating with my lecturers, I would always say, oh, good morning, ma, good morning, sir. I'd be like, oh, why are you calling me sir? My name is this, my name is that. Also, my boss, when I first started talking to him, I was like, oh, good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. Like, boss, why are you calling me sir? Stuff like that. So, that has been it, I guess.
Yeah. Anything else did you experience in terms of food culture?
Yes. I'm not someone that talks a lot, but yes, culture-wise, food-wise, a lot of things have been different for me. I've not had a lot of swallow as much as I used to back home in Nigeria. Here, I have to do chicken and chips. Cause so when it comes to that, yes, food-wise, there's a lot of difference. Timing too. Here, everybody's in the haste to do everything quick as possible. Everyone's rushing, but back home, it's just calm. I would say back home, I was like a king, kind of. At least there's no more stress, nothing to bother about. I'm staying at home and everything's just okay. But down here, you have to like work, you have to get something doing. You cannot just be lazy if you're here. So
thank you so much. And I guess the last question, not the last, but before we go on our next break, the question I'm going to ask you is, do you think students openly discuss about mental health based on the few friends you've made since you've been here since January? Do you think among your friends, do you guys like talk about your mental health, or do you guys just take it as it goes?
From personal experience, yes, it's a two-way thing, actually. Sometimes, you know, there are some things we can't share out because there's some things that you just have to keep personal, because you're like, oh, this person might judge me, this person might see me in a certain way. For instance, some people struggle with finances, some people struggle with accommodation, some people even struggle with academics, and but then some people try to like shy away from things like that because of like, oh, this person, let's use finance for instance. Some people, it's not everybody that came to the UK that came in well. Some people were struggling back. They are here in the UK to like make ends meet and stuff like that. So when it comes to, for instance, finance, people tend to shy away from things like that. They don't tend to like speak up and talk about it. And I think people don't talk enough about things like that, basically. So
thank you so much, and I hope you guys are enjoying. I know this is quite different from what we used to do, and this is me also trying new things and seeing how it goes from here. So you guys' feedback will go a long way if you want us to continue with something like this. But anyways, we'll come back with our guest, but we're going on a short music break, and the next song is Femme Foundation by Chandler Moore featuring Cody Kearns, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you're blessed as well.
We won't. sorry, this is my answer. Have a testimony. Can I sing my testimony?
If you're just joining, this is Sunday Strings with Colour Day on Radio Africano. So yeah, we have a guest, and we've been talking about Christianity, faith, mental health, and being a youth. So yeah, following up with the question we asked earlier before the short break, and that was Femme Foundation by Maverick City and Elevation Worship, I believe. So yeah, following the question we asked before the short break, what signs tells you that stress is beginning to affect you? What are those things you notice that make like, wait, I guess I'm getting stressed out?
I think health wise, anytime I'm feeling so stressed, I know around that time I start feeling like I have fever or malaria. I sleep a lot than usual. I wake up late, and yeah, those are signs that you're getting sick, basically.
Okay. Many people listening today, you may be student themselves. What are some misconceptions people have about student life?
That is very easy to pass here in the UK. That just come and you don't need to do much. It's just assessments, just for you to write papers and then you just pass like that. It's not really like that. Yes, you have to do the work. Yes, the lecturers are more lenient here. They want everybody to pass and do well, but then you have to actually put in the work. Imagine like writing a work of 5,000 words, 8,000 words. I mean, you have to write, not to talk of trying to use chat and the rest, but then you have to put your own work in it too, so it's not that easy.
That just gave me PTSD. Okay, one thing many people don't see is that behind good grades or success, there can be sometimes be a lot of eating pressure. Like, I could remember, I'm still in school, by the way. This is where I'm sounding like I'm a graduate. I hope I get there someday. So yeah, like most times pressure could be much. Like, imagine trying to meet up with deadlines and also having work and also having to balance your health, your life in general, and also having to reach out to friends that are like, oh, because you're abroad now, you don't greet me anymore, you don't do all of that, having to balance all of it. Do you ever experience moments where everything seems overwhelming for you?
Oh, yes. I mean, as a human being, you have to feel overwhelmed sometimes. Yes, I do. So can you come again with the question?
Okay. Do you ever feel or experience moments in your life where everything seems overwhelming, like everything seems difficult, you can't just continue anymore?
Yes.
Do you want to share probably one memory out of everything you've been going through, if you don't mind?
That's
presently.
Yeah. Okay. You just basically try to look for way forward, let's say, job wise, applying and stuff like that. Sorry, I'm going to bring up the whole Indeed and stuff like that. So trying to apply for jobs, and then you're getting the word I was looking for is unfortunately not Indeed. So I think that, and then just applying, you're getting unfortunately, and then and you're just like, okay, this CV doesn't look that bad. At least I have some certifications and stuff like that, I have experience and stuff like that, but then nothing is working. And you know, normally UK or abroad, it just humble you whether I like it or not. If you like, be the branch manager to a bank or be the CEO of anything, once you get here, everything will first die down first. You know, when you have a start shirt on and then it rains, you know how it will just fall down. That's just what the UK would do. So I think that's like one pressure of getting a job also. So yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that part of your story. I feel like that's almost every part of immigrant story, anyone coming to the UK, like everyone has gone through that stage in their life or still going through it, or probably those that will be coming soon will have to go through it as well.
Better prepare.
So yeah, moving forward to the next segment, which is mental health and Christianity. I feel like it's something that isn't really talked much about in the Christian church or whatever setting, Christian settings we find ourselves, yes, they tend to tell you that be of good cheer, yes, overcome the world. Or they'll tell you that why are you depressed? Depressed is not of God. Depressed is of the devil. You need to cast and bound depression and all of that. As much as I'll say that, yes, I agree to some certain extent, but at the same time, we shouldn't rubbish, for lack of better words, how people feel. Whatever feelings you have is validated. Whatever feelings you're going through is quite valid. It's just about working through. I'm a big advocate for therapy. If you think you can't do it, if you think you can't do it yourself, seek help. But anyways, enough about me yapping. Sometimes Christians feel pressure to appear strong all the time. Have you ever felt that pressure? Or actually, let me rephrase the question. Are you able to balance being a Christian and being a student in the UK?
Well, it's not been easy, in my own personal opinion, and I'm sure some people can relate to what I'm trying to talk about or what I want to say right now. So trying to balance it, you know, normally in Nigeria, some of us were staying with our parents or staying with people, and then we know that, oh, every Sunday you have to wake up at 5 o'clock and pray for church. If you're going to Redeem, you have Sunday school to attend, so you have to be there on time every Sunday, week in, week out, week in, week out. But then coming to the UK now, you're on your own, and sometimes you wake up, or the night before, maybe you've gone out with your friends and like, okay, you get back home late, maybe around 12, and 12, that's maybe, oh, on a good night, maybe you just want to go home, because sometimes some of us, we get home by like 2, and then waking up the next day to go to church, that can be hard, and it's not a good thing. Like, trying to balance those two things, that's social life, school, church, I mean, it's not, I'm kind of deviating. So basically, church and studies, so it's just, how do I put it? It's not been easy, because you have to do both, that's your schoolwork and church at the same time. So sometimes you give an excuse of, oh, you want to read, you want to pass, and stuff like that. So it's not easy, basically, but then you just have to try your best to go to church, yes. Go to church on Sundays. Don't say, oh, because you have this assessment, you have to finish up, so you'll be up all night, and then Sunday morning, you know, go to church. So try to go to church on Sundays. So
yeah, and also to add a little bit to what I said, right? I think what works for me, I understand that what works for me might not work for you, but probably could give you like an idea of what to do. And yeah, I know that this more of like student focused. Also, it could be in your work setting as well. I remember my first time applying for jobs, my parents were like, apply for jobs that are available from Monday to Friday, and if you're like, you must work, let it be Saturday, so like nothing affects you. If they say that, why can't you work on Sunday, tell them, because you go to church on Sunday. And if there's one thing about this culture, is that they respect it, they respect that, you know, you have something doing that Sunday. I might be wrong, but so far that I've experienced, they respect that, and which has been helpful. Yes, I could, after service, go straight to work, but they respect that time for you. All you just have to do is talk out. If you don't talk, they won't help you. It's when you talk and tell them that, sorry, I have to be in church till so time, then they will respect it. Moving forward, the other time you said something about most people struggling to like talk out about what they are going through, probably finance wise, mental health wise, in all aspects basically. Do you think there's a reason why Christians, especially student Christians, struggle to talk about what they go through or how they feel?
Yes, like I said, because of the fear that people might judge them, and even trying to talk to people from the church, people say it, I've never really experienced it, but people say that it's better to talk to people that are unbelievers compared to talking to people that are from the church, because you go there and then they judge you, they'll look at you a certain way. For instance, if you talk about your financial struggles, kind of, and then they use that to like, should I use the word, rate you or
box you?
Box you, yes. So that's why people don't like talk in church or everybody just wearing corporate, wearing suits and saying, hey, praise the Lord. And sometimes that's why people just do that, because they don't want to be judged and stuff like that.
Okay, so now let's bring it personally and about yourself. Have you like experienced that so far you've been in the UK? Do you feel like you're free to talk to people? Actually, let me rephrase it. Do you feel like you come to me and tell me anything that you're going through?
just a few, basically. So maybe for instance, job wise, yeah, you have to talk. You have to talk, like, regardless. For me, I don't even mind if I can see somebody on the job, like, oh, okay, what do you do and stuff like that. Yes, you have to talk, so I do that. But then there are some things that you, as a human being, just you have to just refrain. The highest you can do is to pray, talk to your parents or siblings, and just keep to yourself, basically. So, yeah.
Oh my God, time is fast spent. Okay. We've done 42 minutes already.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, I will ask you a question. There was something you said about church. How can church become safer places for people who are struggling?
Okay. Awareness. The church should do a lot of awareness programs, especially for the youths. They should organize special programs for the youths. And I'm not talking about programs where you have to do vigil and pray. I'm talking about like programs where people can be comfortable, maybe like set up picnics, outings, where people can like be free and relaxed. Because people will not just want to open up to you just like that. They have to feel like they are safe around you. Nobody's just going to just see you and then just start talking to you and telling you their problems and stuff. Like, they have to trust you and believe that, oh, you're not going to judge them. And I think trying to bring up programs that will make people comfortable should be what the church look out for.
Yeah, thank you so much. Because our time is fast, man, we'll go on a quick short music break, and then when we're back, then I will ask you probably one or two more questions, and then you ask, me the last question, then we'll call it a day. So yeah, the next song is Not Lucky, I'm Loved by Jonathan Macronoid, and I pray you're blessed.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. 'Cause the glory ain't made for me, no. I know who sits on the throne, who makes the stage and writes the songs. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I've seen more sunshine than rain. And I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. I'm not lucky, I'm loved. I'm not lucky, I'm loved. I fall to my knees and I say that I'm grateful when every morning starts. So I don't thank my lucky stars, 'cause that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. That's not where my blessings are, no, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance, but truly, I'm not lucky in love.
So yeah, that was I'm Not Lucky, I Am Loved. I'm Not Lucky, I so much love that song. There was a time in my life that was a song I was listening to almost every single day and reminding myself that I am not lucky but I am loved. So yeah, welcome back for those that have been listening, and for those just joining, welcome back. This is Sunday Strings with Kolade on Radio Africana. So yeah, and we're talking about mental health, youth, and being a Christian as well. The Bible is full of people who experience emotional struggles. David cried out to God in distress. Elijah became exhausted and discouraged. Even Jesus experienced deep anguish before his crucifixion. This example reminds us that emotional struggles are part of the human experience. He even said it that we're going to experience it, but we should be of good cheer. He has overcome the world. So him overcoming doesn't mean that we won't experience it, but it's a sign that I think one of these show I've said it before, that we are coming from victory. We fight from victory and not of victory. Yeah, does that make sense? Yes, I think it does. We fight from victory because we've won the victory. So yeah, and that should be like our assurance. So yeah, so probably two questions, because our time is fast spent, to ask our boss for today. How has your faith helped you navigate stressful season? How has your faith helped you navigate stressful season?
My faith.
Yeah.
Okay. Stressful seasons. So for me, I come from Christian home. My parents are strong believers of the word. So I just basically pray. I'm being very honest here, not like serious prayer, but I was like, oh, just basically talk together. Oh God, this is it. This is how I'm feeling. Maybe while I'm on the bus, so just like that, because that's how my dad taught us to like talk to God. It's just like you don't need to pray. God is your friend, so no matter how you're talking to him, as long as you're talking to him, he will listen. Same way your friend will listen to you, however way you're talking to him, so or them rather. So that's just how it is.
Thank you so much. There is that is a powerful reminder that faith and vulnerability can exist together. It's fine to be a Christian, it's fine to I have faith in God, but also it's fine to be vulnerable as well. It's fine to experience those days. If you want to cry. If you want to like speak to someone, please do that as soon as you can, and yeah, you enjoy it. And also second to the last question I have, how important is it to have trusted friend and family around you?
It is very important. It's very important. Very important. Because you need people that you can trust to be able to be vulnerable. Everybody, every human being is vulnerable in certain ways. So you definitely need people you can trust and stuff like that. But then I'm going to advise you, as much as possible, talk to God about any situation. God is not going to judge you. Your parents might judge you one way or the other. They might remember, oh, you said this one time. Your friends might even judge you the most. Your parents are your parents, so they are not going to judge you that much. But guess who is not going to judge you at all? God. The way you have dropped it down on him, the way you have told him, that's just how it's going to be compared to telling people. So don't trust human beings, trust God with anything, basically.
Okay. Thank you so much for today. And before we go, do you have any question for me?
Oh, no. I just have one thing to say.
Okay.
This is a wonderful program, and I encourage everyone to listen to Wonderful. This week campaign.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. As we come to the end of today's program, I want to leave you with this thought. Taking care of your mental well-being is not a sign of weakness. Seeking support is not a lack of faith. talking to a trusted friend, pastor, mentor, counselor, or healthcare professional can be an important step towards healing and growth. If you're struggling today, please remember that you do not have to carry your burdens alone. There are people who cares, there are people willing to listen, and there is hope. Thank you so much, Maiwa, for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you to everyone who tuned in to Sunday String on Radio Africana. And I am Kolade. May God bless you, keep you, grant you peace throughout this week. Until next Sunday, stay encouraged and stay hopeful. I'll be leaving you with this last song as an encouragement titled I Smile by Kirk Franklin. And I pray you're blessed as you listen. Do have an amazing week and bye for now.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower now.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
I smile, even though I hurt, see I smile. God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you've been down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people,
you look so much better when you smile. So smile.
Now every day ain't gonna be perfect, but it still don't mean today don't have purpose. Come on.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, but
today's a new day. But tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all,
fell from heaven like a shower now.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still,
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
still,
I smile.
Hallelujah.
Smile. To look up when you've been down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people,
you look so much better when you smile.
Let's go.
Smile for me.
Whoa.
Can you just smile for me?
Whatever you're in right now. People say,
oh, 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 you look so much better when you, oh, 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 you look so much better when you, oh, 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 you look so much better when you, oh, oh, oh,
I say,
you look so much better when you, oh, oh, oh,
and while you waiting,
you look so much better when you,
yeah,
oh, oh, oh,
and while you praying,
you look so much better when you, oh, oh, oh,
look in the mirror,
you look so much better when you, oh, oh, oh,
always remember,
you look so much better when you.